Brazil.
I like that.
You know,
we gone.
You got
NBA. Too hot to be Hollywood.
You got all kind of stuff.
Chisel, take us out of here.
Boxing champions. You're right. But when it comes to this hip hop,
DJ Trauma.
When it comes to this street shit, talk to me. Be just as much.
We are the champions. What you no good, Tiger Lee? Woo! Wake the fuck up! Man, reporting live from Oakland, Louisiana. I am your host, Super Duper Diggity Dave, and I'm here with the wee reeking, beer drinking, hot dog eating, hoo, hoo, hoo! Three times. Benny Boo, what it do?
What it do?
Yeah, he's pretty depressed. The most hated man in fantasy will not be with us tonight. He is with family for Christmas.
Christmas.
Reporting live from Oakland, Louisiana, hailing from Denver, Colorado. You might know him as Cody Montana, but he is internationally known as Dodie. Shit, dog, what's happening?
Let's go, man. What's up, Tiger Lee?
Oh, for the first time, Dodie is with us.
We had a lot of first-timers this year, bro.
Yeah.
We had Trey.
First time.
Rick.
Well, Rick was more of a...
But it was his first time.
It was first time.
Foose.
Co-host.
Foosy.
Foose came on.
And now we got Dipshit.
Yeah,
Dipshit Dodie.
We had Green, too.
And we had Green.
Yeah, Green.
We get Green.
We're expanding the product. We might be on fucking K.E. Pombo next year doing this shit.
Gonna listen live, buddy.
All right. Week 15 is in the books. Week 16 is ahead. It is championship week. Last week was pretty wild, and we went here the week before, and that was a pretty wild week too. We had the upset, and good week. But the championship is set. The loser championship is set, if I'm not mistaken. And
yes, it is.
Fuck it. Let's get to it.
Let's get straight to it.
We don't have much headlines going into this week, I don't believe. People not practicing. Y'all just check y'all shit. No Thursday night game. Most of y'all don't give a fuck. This is really for the championship. So fuck your headlines.
But stay tuned because the Saints play on Christmas.
Christmas Day. Who that?
Against Minnesota. Taylor.
Taylor Ford.
And we're going to fucking beat them because we can beat them.
Who the Patriots play?
Who cares?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Who gives
fucking
a fuck?
Cares?
They got knocked up, man.
Yeah, they are.
I think their run is over, man. Looks like Bill needed Tom after all.
Thank you.
You hear that, Taylor Ford? Okay, all right.
Man. I wish you was here to cry about it.
He ain't
going
to like to hear that, but...
All right, we're not going to run through the...
We're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back to last week when we skipped real quick. We'll just brief over it because I do want to make my shout out.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
Even though I lost, it's all good.
Yeah.
To start off with the loser's bracket, hey, y'all are playing for something. And I'm a significant... Trey got the W against Taylor. Foozy got the W against Dodie. And Arshad got the W against Dave. Dave, you said you was coming full force. And you came with a full force 86 points.
Yes, because, I played Austin Hooper and he wasn't playing. I was focused on a lot of other leagues that I ended up losing to anyway. So
yeah, it's all right. But those are the three winners of that losers bracket. We'll bring it to the playoffs. Of course, Ricky and Stevie P had the bye.
Yes.
And it shows that the bye won this year. You get to play in the Super Bowl, both of you fuckers.
Yep.
But anyway, Baze. Oh my God, Dave! One of your top power rankings.
Man, I was expecting to see her Rick battle it out, but I've been giving Sarah some shouts out. You know, she has a solid team, and
David Montgomery.
David fucking Montgomery is a fucking animal, and he's been an animal the last few weeks. I would say it's an upset, but Sarah actually had the better record. But yeah, I was totally expecting Mariah to win. Good shit, Sarah.
It didn't last too long, just like mine, but I beat Taco. I'm sorry, Johnny, but after this year, buddy, you just fucking suck.
Yeah.
You are trash.
Yep. Yeah.
You are trash in Dynasty. You're trash in this. You're just trash, but I love you. Anyways, I went on to beat the dog shit out of him, 179 to 87. Whoa.
Yeah, fuck Johnny. You're clowning my 86 points that I put up in the loser's bracket.
He would have beat you.
Because I forgot to play a tight end. I think I played Austin Hooper. He would have beat me. If I would have set my fucking lineup, though, I probably would have beat him. He set his lineup to win a playoff game, and he came through with 87 measly, skanky-ass points, you dirty whore. You're a fake fucking prophet, and you fucking did not come back 3 days later. You're a piece of shit.
Piece of shit, Johnny. A piece of shit.
With extra pepperoni, you jag.
Dropping it down. Jag. Fast forward to last week now. We're catching up a little bit. Back to the loser's bracket. Fousey pulling off another W. Bucking on Brady's nuts pulling off another W. And Doty getting a W, which doesn't really fucking matter.
He did beat David,
so of course.
Yeah, I broke 100 points, though. I came through.
David won one game out of about to be 16 so far. Can you win two games this year?
No.
Are you going to win it this year? Nope. It's over with?
This is the worst year I've ever had in any. My first year playing fantasy, I had no clue what the fuck I was doing, and I had a lot more wins than I did this year. This is just.
It's pretty unbelievable.
Everything that bad that could have happened, and here I am now. Digging for a lot in my pocket because it's up.
Anyways, that's what it is. But between Fousey and Bucking on Brady's nuts, they both got 2-0 in this loser's bracket. So they are battling for who gets the seventh spot to pick your draft pick next year, which is right out of the playoffs. So that's what you play for. Good shit, fellas. We'll see what happens.
Whack.
On to the actual playoff matchups. Yeah. Rick, you destroyed Sarah. You do what you keep doing all year long. You're probably going to do it again. Stephon Diggs is a little questionable.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
All right.
It's like I know he's questionable, but like how questionable? Like has he been practicing?
Yeah, he's supposed to go into practice.
I'm not much worried.
Anyway,
about
fuck
it.
The ops. You done it. You've been dominating all year. Good shit, bro.
As long as he's not playing happens. Johnny Mariah, he's pretty much safe. Ain't
that's it, pretty much.
He had another loss, though. I don't remember who it was.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Who cares? He's in the Super Bowl. And little Stevie P coming out of nowhere because I really thought I should have beat the shit out of you. And good shit, buddy. You beat me by 6 points.
Big Ben came through with a balling-ass eight-point game and fucking put
at
you
halftime,
away.
At halftime, the bitch had -4.
Yep.
And I was like, I might have a chance.
Nope.
Yep, that's it. And it all falls down. I talked about it already in the group. I'm sorry. Kick me in the ass. That's twice. Russell Wilson.
Fucking Wilson, man. He's only good for half a year.
That's it.
He's fucked us in the past. He's fucked me twice in the past. I warned you. Rick, you're going to win. It doesn't matter. I can say something about your fucking...
It doesn't matter. But speaking of Rick, he's calling in. We'll be right back, folks. And there you are, Ricky. Ricky is on the line. Go ahead, Ricky. You have the mic for a few minutes.
Calling from the top of the mountain of the fucking Tiger League. Fuck the ops. Ready for his matchup with Lil Stevie P.
The battle out of Lake Pearl. The battle of Lake Pearl.
The battle of Lake Pearl. Shout out to Stevie P for making it to the game. I'm excited. I'm ready to see what's going on. It's been a great year. I had a lot of fun. I enjoyed y'all fellas and ladies as well. It still fuck the Martinez's, and it's gonna always be fuck Aaron Jones. Sure. I just wanted to call it touch bases.
Good shit,
man. We enjoyed you.
I'm choking on some sticky right now. Hold on, bad whip.
Sticky,
oh, I see you getting this.
I'm fucking ready.
Ricky, it was great having you as a co-host for multiple weeks this year, buddy. We look forward to it again next.
I can't wait, bro. I enjoyed my debut on the podcast. I hope we can get those numbers up. Growing and going, baby.
That's it, bro.
So what y'all done covered so far, bro?
Well, bro, we've done covered everything, and we just talked about all the matchups, so we actually can. I was going to break down some other shit. What you got for us?
Well, let's see. A couple things I got. How serious is the Clyde injury?
Okay.
Are the Chiefs that good?
I don't know. I mean,
are the Bills the real deal?
Yeah.
Question. Are the Bills emerging as what we thought Baltimore was going to be, which is the next best challenge to the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, bro, the Bills, Josh Allen.
The offense is there, and the defense is actually there. They're similar teams. They're damn near. They don't have the explosive weapons. I mean, they have Diggs, but they don't have the explosive weapons they have. But
the Diggs move they made
changed everything.
He's looking like a home run for both parties, for him and them.
Oh, absolutely, and he's done said that. Yeah. Shit, he loves it.
He's
so
looking like a whole new player, and they looking like a whole new offense.
Straight up.
And that defense just got better from last year.
Yeah, they're getting healthy now in defense, so it's coming.
I think Buffalo the real deal. For sure, man.
I'm not counting them out, but I don't feel like they remind me of the Bills last year. Now don't get me wrong, they got Lamar Jackson who's, MVP.
They took my ball.
Okay.
What do they have on offense other than, him? They need something. They need to do a similar move like what the Bills did and bring in a number one receiver, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, Hollywood Brown was not it.
No.
He's a speedster.
He's not a true number one. The run game was not what it was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Mark Ingram had a very disappointing season. I don't really know what's wrong with that. Lamar started off slow. But other than that, they still, you can't count them out. Defense too good, and they got the MVP on the roster.
That's it.
It's just, like I've been saying since after last year, it's the NFL. Teams adjust. And you kind of seen it with the Chiefs. They got a lot of teams playing the Chiefs tough now. They're not letting the Chiefs just go out there and sling the ball all around like they did. They're shutting the run game down. They get to Mahomes now. The NFL changes every year. You'll see these new players and these new offenses come out and splash it. Remember when Miami had the Wildcat offense?
Yeah.
And nobody knew how to stop the Wildcat offense? And then the next year,
right?
So many teams tried doing it, and it just didn't work for anybody. Teams adjust.
Okay,
and, but yeah, I agree with you. The Ravens need a number one receiver, and then they have to adjust too. They went in this year with the same team they had the year before, and it hurt them.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So yeah, hopefully next year they can get that move.
My next topic is Jalen Hurts the real deal?
Had I played Jalen Hurts, I'd be in the Super Bowl.
He looks good.
Now, man, going into that game and I'm looking at it, Russell Wilson or Jalen Hurts, bro, I'm going Russell Wilson.
You told me that too. We talked about that.
I'm going to get to that next. But look, Jalen Hurts, you believe it or not?
It's very small. It's very small window, but it's the new game, man. That's the new type of quarterback the NFL is getting. Yeah, they're adjusting to it, but Kyler's showing, okay, Lamar, they adjusted to Lamar. But Kyler did similar to Lamar, even more running. Maybe,
but they got Hopkins.
Kyler got tons of weapons.
All the top quarterbacks that you can sit there and name, at least I'm gonna go with 7 to 8 out of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league is mobile.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No doubt.
Yep, absolutely.
But Hurts with a whole offseason as the number one quarterback. You got to forget, they didn't have offseason. He was a rookie.
Well, tripped out, Dave, about that going into, the season and stuff. Well, not even the season. Going into the draft, every scout, everybody that had a voice was saying that Jalen Hurts was passing every test, throwing test, interview test. Like, he was just grading high before the draft.
Yeah.
So when he slipped that far, I was really surprised because he matches the way the game is transitioning. So Philadelphia got him a hell of a steal at where they did.
Yep.
And
I think.
Oh yeah. And like I said, maybe with the offseason they paid Carson Wentz a lot of money.
They
gave Carson Wentz a chance.
They got to trade him.
He didn't cut it. Hurts is going to be the number one quarterback in Philadelphia. He's going to have an offseason to practice with the ones. We're not seeing much passing from him now because, like I said, man, the man just started practicing with the ones. They're throwing him in. He's only going to get better as the season goes. He's going to take that job.
Easily. He got the supporting cast coming up. They got the speedster and Rager. They need to come out. Do what?
They respond better to him.
Yeah. But you got the speedster and Rager out there. You got Fulgham, who came up pretty decent this year. You got two good tight ends, you know, and Miles Sanders in the backfield. So he's got the supporting cast. What a good offensive line. They've been banged up, but Philly's always had a good offensive line.
Yeah. Sure.
So this guy got a good chance to shine next year, man. He's definitely doing his debut showing out. So
now on to my next, and this one is personal. What in the fuck is wrong with Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks offense right now? They winning, but it's not what you would expect or what I was expecting.
I've seen it for the last 3 or 4 years. That for one half of the season, they look unstoppable in offense, and then for the other half of the season, they look like they don't know what they're doing on offense. They can't move the ball. They can't run the ball. Russell ain't throwing. These receivers ain't getting separation. It happens every year. I don't know why, but it happens. And most of the time, it starts off bad, then they figure it out mid-season, and they blow up. Unfortunately for this year, they started off on fire, and then they
this
lost.
This year and last year is identical. Yeah. Last year and this year.
They started off.
I seen it today. The first half of the season, the first eight or nine games, Russell Wilson's quarterback number two. The last backup of the half, he was 19 last year and 20 this year.
Yeah,
it's identical shit.
It happens. They always, I don't know what happens. They lose focus.
Tiger League, I want to see which sorry motherfucker drafts him next year. Because I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh at one point. He fucked me twice. I thought I learned last year. I didn't learn.
Nope.
2 years in a row, he fucked me the same way.
That's why I didn't touch him this year.
Yep.
That's why I traded Lockett.
Yeah. Lockett went to shit. We'll and Metcalf ain't doing much no more.
We'll see it. Yeah, shit. Well, fellas. You still there, Rick? Nope, we lost Rick.
All right, we lost Rick.
But that was his shout-in. He's in the Super Bowl. He can call and disrupt and do what the fuck he wants. Good shit, brother. We'll see what's up, and we're going to continue with the show. Oh, yeah, he might still be there. I don't know what's going on. No, we don't know what's going on. All right. On to the next segment. We're going to let y'all hear. This is the last episode of the year. We're going to run through every fun-filled segment we had this year, and one of everybody's hot ones is the Marketplace. So, Dave, you ready to take a shopping?
Fuck, let's go shopping. Your running back, third, and your receiver, too. Your tight end sucks, and your quarterback's poo. Oh, don't you frown, baby, fix your face and come down to the free agent marketplace, oh, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've been busy at Harvest Foods this year. a lot of good pick five deals. You know, we've been watching the sales ads, but this is the top pickups of the year. I'm going to run through them, then we'll talk about a couple of them. Miles Gaskins. Brandon Ayuk, Mike Davis, Wayne Gallman, James Robinson. Is he still top five? We'll get there. Travis Fulgham, if I'm not mistaken. Justin Hebert, one of our favorites, a.k.a. Justin Herbert. Ryan Tannehill, my fucking dog. I've always loved Ryan Tannehill. And Tim fucking Patrick is the grossest best pickup. He has to win the grossest of the year.
Yeah, we'll give him that award.
Yeah, because, man, this dude just... You watch the games like, man, Denver sucks. But then you check the end of the game, the bitch gets 3 or 4 catches and a touchdown. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Every fucking, almost every week. Anyway, that was the biggest pickups of the year. And
two of them for sure, or three of them. I know Taylor rode Tannehill, he rode Fulgham, and he rode Gaskins.
Gaskins had a good run, man. He had a good little run before he got on COVID and got hurt and this and that.
Great pickup for James Robinson for Ricky, but then he ended up trading for Tyler Lockett.
Yep.
That might bite you in the butt. Who knows?
I'd laugh. But yeah, James Robinson, undrafted free agent, picked him up right just because they cut Fournette. Dude took the job and ran with a top 10 running back. Was top five, but I don't know if he still is because he had a couple bad weeks the last few weeks.
Hands down, James Robinson is the number one, I'd say, out of this list, best pickup this year.
Yes.
Because of just the circumstances. Everybody was what was it, a Zigbo or something? No, and then everybody else wanted Chris Thompson and shit. And yeah, then, boom, fucking first. James Robinson.
A three down back, cut the ball out. Good, undrafted free agent, good shit, James Robinson. He looks like the real deal.
That's it. What a shit team, man.
Yeah, on but Jacksonville.
They have the number one pick right now. The Jets got fucked out of that.
Imagine that.
A one-win team who could not move the ball, and James Robinson still was top finished top 10.
He ended fourth.
Yeah.
Well, he's not but in. He got one more week, so he's four right
yeah,
now.
He's four, yeah. If he has a good game, he should finish top five, top eight for sure.
I think 100%.
Mike Davis was a solid pickup when CMC does go down for Foose. I mean, Foose picked him up. He had some good games. He did disappoint you at times.
Yes, but he had some big games.
And when CMC came back for the game or two games, it was nothing. But when he was playing, he did well. Last week he messed up, but a true handcuff.
Looking into next year.
Correct. Wayne Gallman finally gets it later on after they get rid of Devonta Freeman that Johnny drafted and had to have. Fuck you, Johnny. Trash bag. Fogle, man, so hot and then just fell off.
Yes,
is that
man.
Just due to the offense sucking? And
I don't know. Philadelphia is a fucking mystery. We talked about it.
We talked about it with Rick, but shit.
He still looks good. He might have a chance next year.
I'd say runner-up to James Robinson, as far as a whole year's perspective, would be Justin Herbert.
Oh, no doubt.
But we haven't spoke much about him. Gaskins had good games till he got hurt and everything. Solid games. Nothing huge. He had one or two explosives.
Consistent.
He was a consistent flex option.
Consistent, man.
Yeah.
But Brandon Ayuk that I fucking picked up. Great, bro. Last six games, plus 20 points in Tiger. Every game, he's almost 2 weeks ago, he had 16 targets. The guy just gets it done. He, even when Debo's in or Debo's out, it don't matter. I think he's going to be the number one focal point moving forward. Debo will come back and they'll move around. There will be the two. This offense could be disgusting next year.
Yes.
Straight the fuck up. I mean, it could be nasty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The San Francisco.
If they can get this quarterback situation settled.
And Garoppolo might not be there.
Exactly. With Kittle.
We got Josh Rosen.
Yeah, Josh Rosen on the practice squad. That's like a revenge game if you have to play with the Cardinals.
Hey, you never know. I think they'll keep Garoppolo, but Garoppolo actually could go next year. I'm not too impressed with Garoppolo. I never really was.
Yeah.
Honorable mentions?
About his first nine games, he was good, but after that, kind of went to poo.
Who, Garoppolo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not.
We have an honorable mention. And you picked him up, actually, huh?
I'm going to go with Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley.
Fucking Beasley, bro.
Honorable mention, man.
This dude, every year, he's just – he don't put up many numbers, but this year he put
Josh Allen, like we talked about earlier with the Bills.
He put up a handful of big games.
Oh, bro, he loves Cole Beasley.
I see 19, 25, 32, 31, man.
There's been weeks he's won you weeks from games you threw in the flex.
100%.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's – Cole Beasley was a great pickup.
Absolutely.
And back, just back to like Ryan Tannehill. We still not showing respect. He was on the list and we didn't talk about him at all.
He got Mahomes numbers right now for the last year, basically, of games if you stack them
together. Real life wise, this dude, since getting to Tennessee and getting that job, has been the truth.
The playmakers Tennessee has. Corey Davis coming up big. A.J. Brown is a fucking monster. I don't care what nobody says.
He's a fucking machine.
All he needs is four catches.
He's a great NFL receiver, but he's very risky in fantasy.
No, man, this dude will get hurt every fucking game and still play. He's like the new Julio. Unfortunately, that's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
But he scores touchdowns.
But if nine he doesn't score touchdowns,
9 out of 12 games
he
played this year.
And you
that was one
yourself.
Time. He's had one bad game, and he missed three.
Damn. Bro, that's four bad games.
No, I mean, you can't count that.
I do.
Well, you're trash, and you fucking suck, so
one year
you.
I suck. 1 year.
Oh, well. Wow. You suck.
I think I've made it to the playoffs more times than you and Tiger.
No, we're even now.
And at least I know how to get to Super Bowl. Besides that first year.
I won it, bitch.
When nobody was in the
half
league.
Half of the league.
Half the league wasn't even in it. That's
half of the league.
I don't count that whack.
Well, that's you.
Shit you won
that's
a long
you.
Time ago.
I mean,
you know that.
When
no
the
respect.
History books open up, it opens up. This was going to be my year. I was going... Put that stamp in there to have both of them in there, but it's coming next year.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Stephen
I have to
P
wait.
Hit that stamp on you with his squad. He
Calvin
got
fucking Ridley.
Calvin Ridley. But anyway, we're getting a little off subject.
I'm saying, I mean, it's
sucks.
The last fucking episode, bro.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
We're giving it in. That y'all ain't going to hear from us for another 8 months now, so.
Most likely.
Through here.
Unless we start another podcast.
Yeah, we might.
A Dynasty podcast?
Nah, we just talking about some. y'all listen, because we're trying to get some audience, just a Shifting Gears podcast. You know, us, we got a contract coming up. Us, Taylor, Green and Ricky, we're just going to shoot the shit, you know. Y'all stay tuned.
We'll let y'all know.
We'll let y'all know. But back to the topics.
Yeah, great pickups this year.
The free agent marketplace was awesome. The Jingle, Dave, hats off to you, bro. Good shit. You made Appreciate it entertaining. Hands down, I think that's everybody's favorite jingle section, or actually every section is handcrafted.
All right, man.
We salute you.
I'm just trying to get in the jingle game, quit my job and make jingles for Harvest Foods and and Harris. You know, trying to get some cable ball time. The Cajun. You.
The Cajun.
Shout out, send me a t-shirt.
And he'd be like, the Cajun. You. He's like, oh, tell her to stop hauling on the place to our truck. She took all the food.
Yeah.
You know, they've been saying different shit,
oh,
bro.
Oh, yeah, shit's hilarious. Don't put that straw in. Don't put that straw in the deck until you get off of Preston or some shit like that. It's fucking
Come on.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, another, segment.
Fuck it, let's go to another one.
Y'all wanna we'll talk about the top five closest games this year.
Yes, yes.
This is something new we're just gonna throw in for the end of the season, shits and gigs. And this is the hands down 1 to no point difference in a game this year. And our top five start off when week 3 Doty beats Sarah 144-143. A great matchup.
Magical.
I remember that matchup. It was a very, very close one.
Very satisfying. I heard you was talking mad shit to Sarah. And
oh, my God.
You pissed her
dude,
off.
We were beating that whole fucking week, bro. Like, man, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty nasty in the text message section. But, you know, we pulled through with the W. It was a very fun week for sure.
Off top. Then Sarah gets a little revenge in week 5. She beats the shit out of Trey by 2 points.
Yeah.
172-170. That was a Super Bowl in Tiger, actually, before.
Yes, it was. The worst fucking
stage.
Super Bowl ever.
Yeah. Bro, hands down, I'm going to save that one for last because
yeah,
it's great. Tifo beats me 155-153, 2 weeks out, knocks me down, also contributing to my losing the second my bye. But if I would have had a bye, I wouldn't have been able to beat the shit out of Johnny. So fuck that bye. I loved it. Fuck yeah. Second best closest game. Uh-oh. Cujo, we calling you out.
Cujo ain't here dropping bombs.
Second best of the year is Stevie beats Fousey 171-169. Securing his first round bye. Good shit, little Stevie P. You done it all year. You're the number one. I don't know. You and Foos battled out. But a great fan to the show, and we love you for that.
Yeah.
The game of the year, hands down, causing a lot of controversy in the roster's camp. Baze beats Raw. Fuck the ops. 190-190 in the bitch points one.
Yep.
Not the bitch points, the bitch points. The bitch points won it for her right there. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was and a must win for her. That's what
that was it. That gave her her fourth win in a row.
Yeah, she couldn't afford to lose at that point. She started off 0-5, I believe. So yeah, every win counted after that, and it was a big win for her.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she didn't do nothing with it. Thanks, Jag. Got your ass whipped as soon as you got in the playoffs. But yeah, that was.
And we have one honorable mention game of the year.
Oh yeah,
which they fought it out through thick and thin.
Yes,
but Fousey beats David 101-99 and keeps David just straight at the bottom of the fucking map.
One of my 12 games I couldn't hit 100 points in.
Another one bites the dust. And that was it, the top five closest games. Just walking in is our one time only this year, since we're going over shit this year, last episode of the year, our live studio audience from a few weeks back.
Yes, shut.
All right, we are turned up. Great shit. And that has been fun.
This bitch.
Straight up. Let's keep the show moving on, and let's bring it up off top. We're not going to talk about any other games because there's no other games to talk about. Who cares who gets spot number 7 out of Fousey and Marshawn?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Good luck to the both of y'all. But we got right here, Kenyon Fake versus Fuck the Ops.
I just want to say,
in the Super Bowl Classic for Tiger 2020, what you got to say, brother?
I just want to say about this matchup, right? Stevie P, great job securing second place. You're going to get some cash out of it if I ain't mistaken. You had an amazing year. Dalvin Cook, you should buy a jersey.
Hey, it's a balloon.
You should get a jersey. Yes, Steven, good job getting second place. But y'all go ahead with the matchup.
Straight up, man. Steven got Baker in, bro. Baker against the Jets. Baker's been cooking.
Balling.
Baker's balling.
Fucking Baker.
All those commercials have finally paid off. He kept that fucking home so clean and shit.
Yes, and now he's winning. Thanks to Nick fucking Chubb. Did you see the numbers with and without Nick Chubb?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had it on my
phone. Nick Chubb's a fucking savage.
Nick Chubb is that team. When he's in the lineup, they fucking win.
They straight up. And that's what it comes down to.
I'm gonna get on Nick Chubb a little bit later. But
yeah. On the flip side, man, Pat Mahomes against Atlanta. I mean, this should be just as nasty as Baker versus the Jets.
Yeah.
Mahomes versus Atlanta is just, it might be better because Atlanta's secondary is the worst in the league right now.
Dude, Pat Mahomes going to shred through
that. Let me say, like we talked earlier, we're talking about is Pat Mahomes, is the Chiefs really, you know, are they as good as they were? The Chiefs are sitting at home looking at this shit.
They definitely had some consolidation this year, I say.
Yeah, that. But they're at home looking at this shit.
In the air, they are one of the nastiest that do it, bro.
They struggled against the Saints last week. We have a top defense, and they got kind of embarrassed because they struggled, and we almost came back and won. They're going to beat the brakes off of Atlanta.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's coming. For sure. Mahomes should have a big game.
Now, this is where the matchups come into play. Yeah. Dalvin Cook at New Orleans, Christmas Day.
Man, I love Dalvin to death. If you know me, you know I love Dalvin, bro. But, man, I don't think he's doing much against New Orleans. We have
one
consistent, very good fucking run D.
One bad game.
Are you a Saints fan this year?
Oh, bitch. This is my life.
One bad game. Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts destroyed us. Trap game out of the blue.
Out of what? 50-something games?
Yeah, out of 50-something games, they got 100 rushing yards on us. And we shook right back. I don't see Dalvin dominating like he's been.
Josh Jacobs against a stout Miami defense.
Yeah, that's another one. But I think Josh Jacobs is going to have more points than
if Dalvin. Josh Jacobs can find the end zone, then you do it good. Thielen against New Orleans, who knows? Thielen finds the end zone. You can get your double digits. You can have a 20-point game. It's a toss-up.
Yeah.
DK against the Rams. Part two against Ramsey. And the first time they played, DK had 9 fantasy points. How do y'all feel about that matchup round two? With the way Seattle's been playing.
Especially, yeah, the way Seattle's been playing in the second half, man.
And the Rams' defense is the truth.
I think it'll be a similar game, single-digit points.
Don't let that trap game against the Jets last week fool you.
Yeah, the Rams are going to come back strong. Should be a very close, lower-scoring game. I don't see this being a shootout at all. I see a fucking 17-14 game, maybe even close, 17-16. Yeah, I don't know. I'm worried about DK.
That's only if Los Angeles shakes back from that fucking disaster. I see.
You're right. Now Seattle got to look. You know, Seattle's doing good. They got a chip on their shoulder. The Rams are coming off of a bad one. They're going to Seattle. So who knows? You know?
Hey, man, it's hard in division games.
It's division, yeah.
It could be very close or it could be a shootout. I see it being very close.
Calvin Ridley against Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson or Thielen, somebody, they're going to have to do. Minnesota might score a little bit. They might do a little something, you know. So some points are going to be
made
somewhere.
It worries me because Calvin Ridley usually does very good against the Saints, and Justin Jefferson is that type of receiver.
Yep.
So Jefferson can actually find. I'd be more worried about Jefferson finding success than Thielen. I think we'll be okay against Thielen. It's Jefferson's what I'm worried about. He can actually have a big game. But so can Calvin Ridley against the Chiefs.
I think Justin Jefferson outperformed him.
Yep.
It's going to be. That's a good matchup.
Logan Thomas against Mark Andrews. Logan Thomas has been on fire as of late.
Balling.
No matter if it's Hoskins or if it's Alex Smith, he has solidified himself. He's moving up, bro. He's getting into the tiers like in the past where we had the Evan Engrams and the other guys. Darren Waller's done moved up to the possible right behind Kittle. I mean, definitely. He's right behind that. He's number three.
Is the best tight end to ever walk on earth.
I'm with you on that.
No.
Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews against the Giants.
This is the matchup we've been waiting to see. Mark Andrews against Darren Waller in the Super Bowl matchup. We're going to see who the better tight end is this week.
That's it. Jarvis against Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh
coming
has
off
been
a bad loss.
Another bad loss, but shit.
But they're
banged
up.
Yep.
They don't have their linebackers. I don't know what's up.
It could be a mismatch right there.
Landry of the Jets.
Landry in the
Baker
Jets.
Landry stack could be nice for
could
them.
Be nice. They just play better without Odell, period.
They do. It's sad to say. But
get rid of
them.
I'm
a
sorry.
Team.
J.D. McKissick, he's going to roll with him. He had 25 points on his bench last week.
And this is the difference maker right here. Because
between
Diggs
him
plays,
and Diggs. Diggs against New England.
But Gilmore's
out
for
the
season. So Diggs should not have a problem.
So this right here is what seals the deal, I think. Defenses could be, who knows, I don't know, against the Chargers with the Broncos. That kind of worries me, especially in Los Angeles. Rodrigo's a good kicker, but Tucker's the GOAT. At the end of the day, y'all, you know who I got. Ricky, you should win the Tiger League Championship. I hope you do, because I don't want Steven to have it two times. He's done got it once. So I'm going with Rick all the way. Dodie, who you got?
Fuck the Ops.
There you go. You heard it first. At Diggity Dave, seal the deal.
What it been? Week five, week six, I said Rick had the best team, that he was going to run it. He's going to run it. But I'm picking him to win, but my main concern is this Browns-Jets game. If they run it down their throat, they have no chance. But if they let Baker sling that ball like he's been doing, and Landry is the better receiver out of on that team, this game could be a lot closer than what we expect. I'm picking Ricky, but there's a – I mean, it snows in Louisiana every now and then. It snowed yesterday. But, you know, it's possible Steven could pull an upset. I just don't see it happening.
Sports ball.
Sports ball. So, yeah, we're all going Ricky. Steven, hey, man.
You could do it, bro. You've did it before. You could do it again. You
Nobody
know
expected you to be here.
You won it over the Super Bowl, so good shit, my brother.
There's a lot riding on the Saints-Vikings game.
Yes.
We got three players in this matchup against this, you know, with Cook and Thielen on Steven's side.
That's right.
Justin Jefferson for Rick. It's a lot riding on this game. Friday, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Oh, Merry, Merry Christmas. All right, you guys. We're going to go and listen to the What's More favorite, Dave's So-Called Power Rankings.
This time, Super Dave's So-Called Power Rankings, brought to you by Cult 45 and Old English, 800, and a bunch of drugs.
Man, Fireball is the worst thing ever, man.
Listen, we just all did shots of Fireball because I forgot to save the shot segment from the Thanksgiving extravaganza with Green, but we just did one for you, Green. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, man. And
I hope you do not get in Tiger League, but you will because you're going to share a team with Trey, and that is gross as fuck.
Gross. Imagine them two on a team.
Oh, it's going
to
be.
Bro, they're going to be. Well, Dave, you will not have to worry about last place any longer.
No.
Nobody will. Marshawn, nobody will. Me, myself, I won't have to.
And
nobody.
Just quick shout out. I know Ben paid for high score and crap, whatever. I will, since I'm in last place, I will buy a trophy and a championship belt for last place. So don't ask where the fuck my money's going next year. And we will have, we lost the last place trophy a while back. I'm just going to go ahead and get a good one.
We'll update it and
we'll update it with the names, and that's what I'm gonna do with my money. So don't be expecting shit from me next year. And we have to figure out a new last place.
Yeah, this will be the last. Yeah.
So fucking think about it.
Think about it, you Jags.
Real quick before we end it, it's been a long year. I'm just looking at this draft board right now. You know, I'm just gonna run through the first round because there are so many disappointments. Starting at number one, McCaffrey, then Barkley, then Elliott, who went to shit after Dak went out. Kamara did good, don't
he? Went down when Taysom came in at first few games.
He had a bad little stretch.
But
Clyde was not what we expected.
No, not at all. The only reason I made it was Chubb trade.
Josh Jacobs has kind of been up and down all year. He wasn't really consistent.
Banged up a little bit.
Steve had Dalvin Cook, and he got in the championship with it. Mike Thomas, that I drafted shit. Derrick Henry.
Great
year. Eckler, nothing. Mixon, trash. And Julio is just Julio. You know what you're getting with Julio.
You know,
but Julio about done with.
You're right.
So
second round got a little better.
Second round,
and then we'll talk.
Okay, she went back-to-back with Tyreek Hill. Did Tyreek things.
Tyreek had a great – he has like 16 touchdowns right
now. Yeah. Hill did his thing.
Consistent.
He was a lot more consistent this year.
Most consistent year he's ever had in his career.
Technically, you could say he's a first-round pick. She went back-to-back with Julio and Hill. Lamar Jackson did not do nearly anything. And he got
nothing
drafted
for Taylor, nothing for Foose. That was the second pick?
Second pick in the second round.
Over that Mahomes. Was,
that's gross.
Over Mahomes. Hopkins had a good run to begin the year.
I don't know, great year.
Last week he had 30 points.
Yeah, but he had some.
He had a couple of dud 10.
The way he started the year.
Yeah.
You know, you thought, like, man, this dude's going to be unstoppable. They kind of faded away from him.
But that's what
kind of
got the shoulder hurt a little bit. Now he's starting to get a little more healthy. It's weeks from move there, so I'd still say that Hopkins is a good piece.
Yeah. He was a lot better in his first year. People were scared to draft him because they didn't think he'd be good in Arizona. He's still the truth. Devontae Adams,
Man, Devontae.
Bro.
He missed two games, dude. And he don't even fucking
He's still him. Top receiver. Miles Sanders, for me, is trash. Kenyon Drake, trash. He's okay. He probably could
But maybe Miles Sanders comes back and could win people championships in other leagues. Because
Hurts.
The last 2 weeks, he has produced.
Yeah.
With Jalen Hurts, it's completely different.
They're opening the offense up. It'll be fun. He'll probably drop to like the fourth round
with
next
Jalen
year.
Hurts,
but he could
you're
be.
Right.
Yep.
Kenyon Drake was not really that good. Patrick Mahomes balled out. Travis Kelce balled out. Godwin.
Oh, Godwin.
And my boy, Nick Chubb, man. He missed a lot of games this year.
But when he played, he was dominant. He had one bad game, and that was Baltimore week one.
And he has been consistently good. Very, very good.
And he don't even have to catch the ball. He's like a Derrick Henry, but more consistent. Because Derrick will give you some bad games.
And he's just like Derrick Henry at any point of the game, he can break one.
Big one.
You don't think of him as the top running back. He
he's
can
not
going
to shove a Detroit player all the way to California
yeah.
like Derrick Henry does.
Or any Derrick Henry's in a couple times.
Derrick Henry is a boss. Don't get me wrong. Right now, but that's what you do. You get Derrick Henry and you just wait because the colder the weather gets,
the better.
The fucking the abominable snowman comes out and he'll kill somebody.
He's a fucking train, bro.
That's it, bro.
It's two more picks. Aaron Jones.
Great.
Disappeared for a while.
He does what he does. But that's it.
He has the type of ability.
He got Giants in the playoffs. He beat the best team twice.
He has the ability to put up 50-plus in any given game also. And then Mike Evans around out. Mike, Tampa Bay here. You know,
Tampa Bay, man.
Evans did have a good run at the beginning of the year. But I bring all that up.
Boopy.
Next year. I'm just curious. You know, top five running backs. McCaffrey was out all this year.
I still put CMC in my 1-1.
Yeah, I think
McCaffrey, Cook.
It's him or Cook now, isn't it?
I'd say
it's safe to say.
But C-Mac is on a whole other level, bro.
Yeah.
You can't even call this dude a running back. He's just half of your team.
Exactly. Because he can rush for 40 yards.
He
missed
for how long? The first game back, he got you fucking greatness. 30-something points.
So you can't not say C-Mac is not one.
He can rush for 40 or 50 yards, but get 8 catches for 80-something yards in a game, plus a score.
Yeah. CMC.
He's something different.
CMC 101, Dalvin Cook 102. And then who's
is Henry finally?
Is Derrick Henry?
Every year we're scared to draft Henry.
I was really skeptical coming in this year by Derrick Henry. But
you got to look.
The way that Titans offense is built.
I think he's finally like – you know,
it's built for Derrick Henry, and you got the playmakers of Corey Davis stepped up. You got AJ Brown, and then Jonnu. Those are they're not just
you can't stack
they
the box.
Are fast. Yeah. All three of them, they got the speed.
But this is what it comes down to: Henry and Kamara, right? Kamara's been great this year, but who's the quarterback next year? He's shown with Taysom, he didn't have that many good games.
Taysom's
with Taysom.
Not a quarterback.
I don't think he'll be the quarterback next year
I
either.
I think it's Jameis.
Sean already came out and said Jameis has a chance to take
Sean
over.
Sean already came out and said our quarterback next year is on our team. He already said.
Yeah, and he already said he expects Jameis to compete for that starting job next year.
I mean, to be honest, in my opinion, they both like dog shit.
Jameis is not dog shit. Jameis' stats in his first 5 years is the same as Peyton Manning's.
Yeah, this dude, he played on bad teams for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay started building their team better right before they let him go.
I'm not a believer.
Well.
He throws way too many picks.
Either way,
we're talking about running backs.
About historically, I don't ever remember Jameis feeding his running backs in Tampa either. He was more of a downfield passer. So, Henry, Kamara.
You got when Zeke was playing with Dak.
With Dak back, Zeke was scoring 20 points a game.
Exactly.
He had one game under 20 points, which was like 19 when Dak was playing.
But at the same time, on touches, I've seen something today. On touches, points per touches, Josh Jacobs is above almost the whole league right now.
But that's what I get back to what I was just talking about earlier.
Nick Chubb.
You know, we're not even talking about Nick Chubb. He missed a lot this year, but this dude consistently balls week in and week out. See, that would be my number five.
Glasses.
I would take number five, Nick Chubb, hoping he plays a full season because this team is better. Right. The offense is better.
Let's walk it down. Five is Chubb.
Four is, I would say, Kamara still.
Yeah, I say, okay.
Then Henry. Then Cook. Then McCaffrey.
Okay.
Well, real quick, quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks?
I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I'm assuming.
Mahomes off top.
The Zoom.
Josh Allen?
Yeah. Bro, he can run the ball, too. Hey, Josh Allen had a big year.
I don't know if I'd put him at two.
Who are you going to put it to?
I don't see Lamar Jackson getting better.
I would say Kyler over Josh
Allen. Josh Allen has been better than Kyler.
Yeah, he has.
Because Josh Allen can throw and Josh Allen runs. Josh Allen runs. Oh, my poo. Oh, he's so mean to you.
Kyler runs as well.
Yes, he does. But overall, Josh Allen's been better than
I
Kyler.
I think overall, Arizona just has a better defense. I mean,
I could not offense. Go to Kyler. I couldn't.
And you got D-Hop. Yeah, Larry might be retiring. I don't know if he is next year or not, but
I'm not really concerned about that. But I would
Kyler's say, top. Okay, let's say you Mahomes.
You still gotta have somebody out there covering Larry. You can't. They're not.
I say Larry this is my Mahomes, Allen, Kyler, Hebert.
What about Herbert?
You forget Hebert. We call him Hebert.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Down south, bro. It's Hebert. It's not Herbert.
But
it's Hebert.
We're already. I hate Dallas, but we're already forgetting about Dak.
And
Dak was dominating the league.
Dak threw 1,500 yards in 3 weeks.
Yes,
yeah, bro, that's,
you're right.
And that defense,
we CD, we Cooper, with Jarwin coming back.
Yeah, hold and on. I can't see him fixing the defense in years.
Time out. You fucked my shit.
I'm just saying, I'm just giving the all man
right,
his
let's prop. Get a consensus pick right here. Number 5, Hebert.
I say Herbert.
Number 4. Kyler. Number 3.
I say Josh Allen.
Number 2.
He has a better team.
Dak and number 1 is Pat.
Pat's going to Dak come back and surpass Pat.
We'll have to see that. But as far as it goes, you go for what you know.
If that defense is as atrocious as it was this year, Dak's going to have to throw
off. They can't be, though, because they have playmakers on defense.
But they still suck.
It's okay. Defensive coach might be gone, buddy. You know what I mean? Shit will change.
Casey took it.
No, she didn't. Right here. Okay, receivers. Let's just run it down real quick. Fuck it.
Okay, receivers. Fuck. Devontae?
Ah, man. Devontae.
Number one. Got to be Devontae.
Devontae was argued with to be number one this year.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
off top. He's number one.
Is Mike Thomas done?
I have no idea.
I mean,
no.
Nobody's drafting him as top five next year.
He's not done.
He was the number one receiver drafted this year by moi. Maybe I just cursed him, but
I think Drew Brees.
No, I love DK's Michael Thomas, there. But fantasy wise,
DK Stephon Diggs is in the mix now.
You know, they're top. That's the hardest part. They're so deep.
And you
deep
still got your boy Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
And you still got Tyreek.
I guess it goes.
Tyreek had the most consistent year he's ever had. So
yeah.
That's I guess it's more personal preference when it comes to receiver position is so deep. I guess it's just more of what you trust. I know I take Mike Thomas out of the top five, but
yep,
you know,
I would too.
I wouldn't.
Who's
I
quarterback,
have to, bro? Just you don't. There's too many unknowns.
I'm saying Drew's going. We won't know until we see what he can do without Drew. We've seen it with Teddy; he can still be number one, but we don't know anything else but that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would say Devontae. Like I said, Tyreek, Stephon Diggs,
Hopkins,
DK,
for sure.
Hopkins.
You can't leave him.
And even DK. Like we just complained about Russell having
DK
one good.
Taking a big stat.
Oh, yeah, but is he really top five? Because we was talking about earlier how Russell only has one good half season. And since Russell started struggling, DK has been struggling.
Yeah,
you can't trust him.
Yeah.
Product of his environment.
Yeah, same with Lockett. Lockett does the same shit every year.
Lockett had a few good games this year. He's been
maybe
not this year, but
yeah,
I know last year.
Yeah, but he didn't have
it
DK.
Was like that.
Okay.
I have a feeling right now, I'm calling it on the mic. A.J. Brown will be a top five next year.
Mm. All right. Okay. Let's move on. You're just fucking sick. Oh, he's going to catch five balls a game next year?
It will go up.
Oh, to six maybe? Ooh, you have four games with six catches?
Corey Davis?
Why not?
Not.
The offense is rolling. If they make a deep run.
And they're going to draft somebody.
Okay.
And A.J.
Brown said, we'll have four fucking catches a game.
No, he won't.
That's great. And I am an A.J. Brown trooper.
Oh, wait.
No, I'm just saying I love A.J. Brown as an NFL player, but in that offense, he plays his role. 4 to 5 catches a game. That's it. That's his role.
But that's how Tyreek started off.
But Tyreek is a different animal.
I understand, but DK's made the same way as fucking
But Tyreek is not built as a number one receiver.
But
he has become that, and it's amazing to see.
And A.J. is built like that, so he can become
And
that.
He's still not used that.
He's year two.
And they use him like that in year one.
It will change.
Okay. What did you guys say, Dota, before I slap him over here?
I was just going to say, man, we were talking about top five receivers, man. I just remembered somebody. Calvin Ridley, man.
Yeah.
He's had just as many. The only two guys that has 700-yard catch games this year is him and Hopkins.
Yeah, I would definitely add him into top.
Ridley is more of the injury-prone
type. I know
type.
It's coming slow, but the numbers you got to look at, Justin Jefferson's a top 10 guy.
Oh, yeah. He had the Pro Bowl as a rookie.
Great he could be a sneaky, like, second, third-round pick where you hoping that jump is big and he can jump into the top five. I can see him. Like I said, bro, wide receiver position is so fucking deep.
It is every year.
You know, you concentrate on your running backs and you hope to get that sleeper quarterback like a Herbert, like you picked up a free agent.
Or Josh Allen.
Late. Or Josh Allen. You got Josh Allen late. You know, it happens every year.
Thank you.
Yes, because I was going to take him, but I took Evan Ingram instead. And
he made the Pro Bowl. I did that. 500 receiving yards and one touchdown.
Yeah, we're not even going to discuss tight end. I really discuss kickers.
Now we're going to tell the score. We are discussing tight end. It was a major topic of Tiger this year.
Okay, Travis Kelce number one. I don't care.
Kittle number two. Waller number three.
Whoa.
You put Waller over Kittle?
I would.
Who's the quarterback?
This year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this year, Jackass can only play.
I mean, if you're assuming until by next year. You're assuming Garoppolo is back.
We're predicting our next year fives. That's what we've been doing. Before our studio audience,
you would assume Kittle, but the games Kittle, what did he play? Three games? He had two good games or one good game?
He produced.
Okay. I had Kittle for a while, and he upset me a couple weeks. He actually
did. He did have a couple of bad games, but. So, okay, but Waller did too, bud.
Yeah, I know. It seems like in that offense, Waller would be more consistent. Because they don't have a true number one.
Think they're going to bring a quarterback?
They
don't make the playoffs.
Carr's actually had.
As they had at the point where they was with a winning record.
But Carr's not their problem. It's the defense is their problem.
I understand.
And they don't have a true number one receiver. Like, Derek Carr's like the same boat Josh Allen was in. If they give him a true number one receiver, which they traded for Antonio Brown, you know, before the suspension and shit last year, he could have been his true number one.
Yeah.
Now, they drafted a couple guys, but you're hoping they do better year two. They need a true number one receiver. And, man,
they do.
The Raiders don't have that bad of a team. They just have a horrible defense. But Derek Carr has put up great numbers, very good numbers this year. He has been pretty consistent. It's just, don't let that Mariota bullshit game fool you last week.
I'm not.
I'm just saying, like.
But I'm just saying I'm not saying Mariota would be their quarterback.
No, I mean, Stafford's going to New England or staying in Detroit. So, other than that, Garoppolo's going to go to Raiders and take Carr. I'd rather have Derek Carr as my quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo. Call me what you want. Do you agree, Dota?
If you was
the NFL franchise, you would have Derek Carr or Jimmy Garoppolo.
I really would.
Yeah, I mean, Carr is kind of reliable. He's like a middle of the road.
This dude was an MVP candidate 2 years ago before he broke his three years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Then he tore his shit up, and then they went to the playoffs and lost.
And then they reconstructed the whole organization. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. This dude was an MVP candidate a few years back. Like, this dude was dominating the league at one point. I think Derek Carr would be there. But anyway, let's just say Kelce, Kittle, Waller. Is there anybody else you want to put at 4 and 5? We're going to assume Mark Andrews.
Where do you stand? Okay, well, you got Andrews lingering, but where do you stand at with Tanya? Where do you stand
at? Touchdown dependent.
Okay, but
Aaron Rodgers just doesn't. But Aaron Rodgers has never featured a tight end.
I understand that, but.
But he does throw to him in the red zone.
Okay, but yeah, you got to start somewhere. So.
Tanya? He could be a sneaky pickup. You'd be able to play a lot of weeks.
Logan Thomas
I really like because they hyped him up as a very good athlete in the offseason, and it's starting to show now. He's starting to get targets, and it's starting to show. I do like Logan Thomas.
And then, I mean, who else do you want to call? Then after that, it's pretty much
it's wide open.
You got Evan Ingram, the Pro Bowler.
I gave up on him.
Gesicki with Tua.
Gesicki.
He's doing good.
Yeah.
It's like 2 years at the end of the year, he cuts the same up. Shit.
But he has a connection with Tua. If Tua was still the quarterback, which I think he will be. I think Gesicki might be good.
Oh yeah, bro. I don't think he's losing it.
Well, they played him to see how he do. That's the only reason they benched Fitzpatrick. Because if he wasn't going to do good, they was going to draft him for quarterback. Because they got the Texans first round pick, and the Texans suck this year. But okay. Number one kicker, I'm just playing. I'm not talking about fucking kickers. All right. Well, do y'all have anything else to round up this year of Tiger Talk?
It's so hard to say goodbye, Tiger.
I just want to say it was an honor.
Good to have you on the last show.
Featured. Yeah, the last very last show. Hey, we got Dodie.
I love this shit.
Montana.
We'll do it again next year, boys.
Sick boys. All right. I've had a great year. It's been fun. It sucks I'm not in the Super Bowl, but it's been good. Been fun. I had fun bullshitting with everybody. And I look forward to it next year.
Yes, sir.
And I had an awful year. Probably the worst I'll ever have.
Probably the worst in league in team. You had the worst year in Tiger League history.
Yes, I did.
So,
but I wear it with honor.
Maybe, maybe that's the one and only title you'll ever have in Tiger, bro.
No, I'll be back next year. This year was a fluke.
That's what happens when you hit rock bottom. You bounce up. I was at last year.
Y'all never heard before the Super Bowl. You never heard of a Super Bowl hangover?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I made a Super Bowl last year.
Got his ass whipped and he was hungover the rest of the year.
I'm still hanging around, apparently. But
you got the Madden curse.
See, Tigers the best league. I mean, I was in 8 leagues this year. Tigers still my favorite. It's always going to be my favorite. Great year.
We'll try to squeeze Tony in. We'll see what happens. Nick, you're also in there,
Nick's,
too.
Yeah, Nick's on
the come up. We got the waiting list, so... Hey, y'all impress us. Y'all give us some auditions. Tell us why you should be in Tiger League.
I want personalized videos sent to Ben's email account because I don't want pornography on my email account.
And tell us why.
And tell us why you deserve to be in Tiger so we can kick Doty out and get you in.
I know if Taylor Ford was here, he'd probably say blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 Pat sucks.
Pat sucks.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 I'm high. Blah, blah, blah.
I think I know everything, but I don't. Blah, blah, blah. You know, same old shit he always does.
But he'll let you and make you every week listen.
Listen.
And thank you, Taylor, for that. Anything else y'all are forgetting, guys? I think I am. I think there's one more thing, and I'm going to let David seal the deal with it because it's just so appropriate.
All right. Well, for Ashton, for Casey, for Poopy, for Doty, for Ben, and for me, signing off. See you next year, Tiger. Fuck Doty, you little bitch!
Me and Kurt feel the same. Too much pleasure is pain. My girl spites me in vain. All I do is complain. She needs something to change. Need to take out the ass. So fuck it all tonight. And don't tell me to shut up when you know you talk too much. You don't got shit to say. I want you out of my head. I want you out of my bedroom tonight. There's no way I can save you, 'cause I need to be saved too. I'm no good at goodbyes. We're both acting insane, but too stubborn to change. Now I'm drinking again. 80 proof in my veins and my fingers stained. Looking over the ass. Fuck with me tonight. Say you needed this heart, then you got it. Turns out that it wasn't what you wanted. And we wouldn't let go and we lost it. Now I'm a goner. I want you out of my head. I want you out of my bedroom tonight. There's no way I can save you, 'cause I need to be saved too. I'm no good at goodbyes.
I want you out of my life. I want you back here tonight. I'm tryna cut you, no knife. I wanna slice you and dice you. My argument possessive, it got you precise. Can you not